If it's locally owned,
it's Copper Road.
Organically grown,
it's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm,
it's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm,
it's Copper Road.
And we're going to stay with Copper Road because it's time for Conversations with the Mayors, presented by the Chamber. Chamber wants to know your big, bold ideas for a greater Chapel Hill Copper Road community. Do you want no one to go to bed hungry? Do you want all children to read on grade level by grade 3? Do we want to build and fill 500,000 square feet of office space? Those are some of the big ideas that have been suggested. What is your big, bold idea to help build a better community? They want to hear from you, so submit your ideas now at bigboldideas.org. We've got the mayor of Copper Road, Lydia Lavelle, here in the studio on what is, I think, the biggest weekend in Copper Road, right? With the music festival coming up. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah, it is the biggest weekend. Before we get to that, Aaron, I have to tell you I have a complaint.
Oh, no. Is it because you don't have any food from Namu?
Look, I got to tell you, I think this is the second time I have walked in here after you have had wonderful food. And it's like, couldn't you think about inviting Lydia like 15
minutes
earlier?
Okay. They're going to be in next month. So when they come in, I will make sure to have you in as well.
It's just so tempting.
We also have like a ton of leftovers.
Okay.
Like they brought an entire mountain of food. So we've got you covered, but not until after.
Oh my goodness.
In the meantime, okay. We both have to sit here with this like incredible plate of food sitting right next to us.
I see it.
How's it going?
Good. But you're right. I mean, this is my favorite weekend of the year. As I like to tell people, this Sunday is the best day of the year in Carbro. And it actually kicks off, if you want to get started early, with a few acts on Saturday afternoon at the Carbro Town Commons. There's a free ticketed show at the Cradle Saturday night. And then, of course, all around Carbro on Sunday. And for those that haven't done it yet, be sure to download the Carbro Music Festival app.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the name of it. It's, you know, from the App Store. And I was playing around with it a little bit today, and it is really awesome. I like the way that you can not only see each venue and what's there, you can also just see each hour and what's playing each hour and where they are.
Yeah.
You know, and so you can kind of, you know, at an easy glance, kind of figure out, you know, where you want to go or what groups are playing where.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
And it's such a great, I mean, there's so many different bands and performers that are playing, and you can really plan it out if you want to. But I was talking with Glenn Jones, who's one of the organizers, yesterday about this. The fun is just to just start walking and just see what you run into, because you'll run into the most amazing stuff.
I have found that any year I have a plan of trying to get somewhere, I can't get there.
No, of course not.
What we do. We just kind of start and we meander. The only thing is I know that at 3:00, Glenn has enlisted my aid to do the announcing on the stage at the Weaver Street Market stage. So usually when I'm around, if I try to do one of the stages. So somehow I have to end up there at 3:00. But otherwise, I can be wherever I want to be and wherever the wind takes us.
Is there something in particular that you're looking most forward to? You've had a chance to look at the schedule and everything.
You know, I recognize the names of some groups. Mm-hmm. There are some familiar groups, some new groups, and some you know, some groups I certainly recognize, although I've never heard before. But I just, you know, what I really look forward to is the community, the spirit,
yeah.
You know, and just not only do I see folks from Carbro, I mean, I see folks from all over the area that mm-hmm. they come in for this event. And it's a really good day for our, you know, business community. And it's just a great day to showcase that creative energy and spirit that we have.
Yeah. How important is it for the business community?
Well, you know, I was talking to one of the organizers, and what we have noticed is, you know, each year more and more businesses want to participate
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, what they see, of course, are people that want to come in and hear the music and then have a bite to eat and have something to drink.
Yep.
And so I know we have a few new venues this year that are taking part in it. I don't know of many that closed down for the day. I know I think that those that have been around for a while have recognized that it's a good day to kind of try to come up with some way to lure people inside,
yep.
you know, to get either out of the heat or out of the rain. And then some years we've had some rogue music acts, you know, pop up when they haven't made it to the schedule. But it's just totally awesome.
Yeah. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia LaBelle, again, Carborough Music Festival kicks off tomorrow, but the big day is Sunday beginning at noon. And if you're looking for parking, you can park in the Jones Ferry Park and Ride lot. There's a free shuttle bus that goes back and forth beginning at noon and running all day. And this is one of the first of the three big fall festivals, right? Because you got the Poetry Festival coming up and then the Film Festival after that.
Yeah, it's what we like to call festival season throughout the fall. And yeah, I was kind of looking over the website for those two that are going to come up. And our poet laureate, Fred Joyner, has, and his crew of the Poets Council have lined up a really good series of events for the Poetry Festival, as well as, you know, the Film Festival in November. So yeah, one each month, and it's going to be great.
Awesome. CarboroughMusicFestival.com for more on the Carborough Music Festival, including the full lineup. Download the Carborough Music Festival app as well. Get the full schedule there. TownofCarborough.org for more on Carborough Town Government. And in spite of the fact that everyone's excited about the festival coming up, town government work also goes on, and you just had a meeting with county commissioners this week, right?
Yeah, what we had was in years past, once a year, we would get together, our board would get together with the board, the county commissioners board, and we would talk about some mutual, you know, areas of interest, and we'd all kind of talk a lot, and then we'd walk away, and, you know, that would kind of be it until the next time we got together. It was more, I would say it was almost more informational without any kind of out of it, what are our next steps. And so this year, the county proposed a kind of different format. It's one that they said they use with the school board, and they're using it now actually with Mebane's council. But what we did today was the first one. We had the chair and the vice chair from the county commissioners and myself and another representative from the Board of Aldermen. Today it was Damon Siles, but we're going to rotate the extra person who's with me, and our managers and some staff members. And then we had a facilitator to just kind of generate the conversation. And we talked around areas of mutual interest between the governing bodies. And what we got out of that was, you know, no one had to take notes. No one had to lead the meeting. We could kind of freeform talk, and the facilitator kind of kept us on track and kept us on schedule and helped write down everything that we were talking about, because those board members who weren't there will, of course, want to know what all went on. And then also just kind of identified some next steps for some areas of common interest. So I think it worked out really well. It was about 2 hours, and I understand that the county will be doing that in Chapel Hill in a few weeks, and then we'll do one more meeting like this in the spring. And we'll see if it's just a way to kind of better coordinate joint efforts or joint initiatives, as well as just be able to kind of all communicate better about things.
What were some of the next steps that you came up with?
Yeah, well, one of the things was just kind of talking in general about the timeline of the 203 project. Mm-hmm. Because we have some critical kind of decisions we're making over the course of the next month, which will then determine exactly what a scheme, what schematic design we're going to go with, and then we'll be able to let loose the design team on that. And we shared some details of that with the other group. We also talked about this initiative we had talked about a few years ago, but which has kind of fallen off the radar because of our focus on 203, and that is to look at pursuing a light manufacturing area up off of Old 86. So we kind of brought that up again and talked about it a little bit, because that would involve the county's involvement, inclusion in that process. We talked about some transportation issues that we have, where the county and the town meets, and where we need to have a little better communication, and we all agreed on that. And then we hit just a little bit on the green tract, because that doesn't just involve us in the county, it also involves Chapel Hill. And so I know we're all trying to figure out where we're going to be moving with that this fall. It was really a good, helpful discussion.
Do we know what the time frame is on picking that green track discussion back up?
Yeah, I think what we're going to be doing is going to our respective boards and talking about Chapel Hill's timeline and how or whether we could be able to fit into that. And we're trying to look forward to the Assembly of Governments meeting near the end of January being kind of a point in time where we can, you know, be firm about what we're going to be doing. So that's the goal. There are some kind of details that need to be worked out between now and then. And then, assuming we're going to continue to move forward, we want to have a little more formal arrangement on how we move forward, or if there comes a point where one group thinks, you know, this isn't going the way it should, or one group says, you know, I want to get out of the way, you know, how that would happen.
So that meeting was today. One meeting that didn't happen this week was a public session on the flex zoning proposal for up on Old 86, which there's been some kind of developments on that that have come out in the news with Duke Forest considering buying that property or property nearby. What do we know about what's going on there?
Yeah, really, really what we know is that the owners, you know, Parker Lewis, mm-hmm. of course, Omar Zinn is the spokesperson for the family that owns it. That they have decided to put the project on hold. And in Omar's words, he didn't want town staff or citizens or residents or interested parties or whatever to spend more time on that project and on those efforts until they see if this proposal to buy the property from Duke University comes through or not. Mm. According to Omar, they hope to figure that out within the next month. To me, Duke University seems like the logical person to buy the land because a lot of the protesting that we've heard and a lot of the concerns we've heard are based on the fact that Duke has this property right next door where they're doing a lot of ecological study and so forth, and they seem to be the logical ones to approach Omar with what I hope is a reasonable offer to purchase his property. But I know that you know, Omar is and his brother and family, I'm sure, are really having to kind of wrap their heads around this, as are town folks and town staff and me, frankly, because we have been working with him on this project for many years. We approached him about and others about some big tracts of land and what could happen with them. We worked through a process that was heading toward a possible development on that site was going through our flex zoning process. And I think Omar was also reacting to feedback from the community, looking at adjusting the plan so that it recognized the sensitivity of the property on the east side of the property. But it's, you know, it'll be interesting to see if they're able to work out this kind of a sale and if Duke is serious in what offer they're making to Omar. But, you know, it's also a business decision. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not in their head or anything. And so part of, I'm sure what they're considering is, you know, whether to move forward from a business sense and also from a sense of how the community has been reacting and the feedback he's gotten from them.
Given town goals and given what you've heard from the community and given what you know about this project, do you have a preference or does the town have a preference on what is desirable for that space?
Well, I mean, you know, I can't speak for the current state of the members of the board, but I know we have been working with him for years and we created the Flex zoning process so that specifically we could kind of address concerns along the way when a developer came to us and wanted to rezone their property under this new planning tool. I think some of the environmentally sensitive aspects of the eastern part of his property came to light during this process. We certainly weren't aware of that at the front end, nor was he. And so that's been you know, kind of disappointing on the whole process because I think that without that, this would have been a really, really good proposal, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, as I say, I think he was prepared to you know, like kind of scale back his project somewhat in response to that. But, you know, it's got to be a project that in the end makes sense, not just environmentally, but also business-wise, I guess, for a developer.
Speaking with Carrboro Mayor Lydia Lavelle, again, townofcarrboro.org for more information. Other things happening in town that people need to know about?
Yeah, so a couple things. One is that, you know, we have this newly formed Orange County Climate Council, and there's a certain number of representatives from all the jurisdictions and many other groups on it. There's still an opening for a position from Carrboro, for an at-large member from Carrboro. We have Sammy Slade is our board representative. We have a staffer on it, but there is an at-large position. So someone who lives in the town of Carrboro, if you're interested in that, if you have a little bit of expertise in the area, we are taking applications through the town clerk's office through October 10th. So go ahead and apply for that. Another thing I'd like to point out, too, is another thing we have going on, we have this mural project, I don't want to say contest, but it kind of is, going on for high schoolers who live in Carrboro We are soliciting artwork for what will become permanent murals in the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Park that we have on Hillsborough Road. So any artists that are in high school that are interested in that, the guidelines are set out on our webpage. But essentially, what the theme is that the mural should be a rendering depicting your expression of Dr. King's dream for America as it relates to Carrboro. And these can be submitted by single artists or for teams up to three, creating a mural. And I should say that there's going to be two murals selected, and that the ones that are selected, I believe, get a $250 stipend.
Awesome.
Each student whose work is selected. Students who voluntarily submit artwork can receive two service learning hours. The deadline is Friday, November 1st, and there is an interest meeting. It's an optional interest meeting, but that's on October 10th at 6:30 at the Century Center. So that's kind of a cool thing if you're an artist. So
awesome.
Check into that.
Again, townofcarrboro.org for more information on that and all of the other town government things we've been talking about. CarrboroMusicFestival.com for the full schedule and a whole lot more information on the Carrboro Music Festival, which, again, kicks off tomorrow. And then Sunday is the big day, beginning at noon, running all day and night. 26 different venues around town with performers all day. Mayor Lydia Lavelle, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.